Make sure I'm Oop. It is working. Hold on.
All right. I've been working on that sound system for a while. Ron, I'll do you proud. I think I got it figured out. Well, thank you so much for coming tonight. This is the Iron Men Dinner based off of Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And this is a ministry that we have in our church to really strategically impact the church by impacting the men. I'll get to that. You know, and so this is, we welcome everybody here. We're glad you are here for a time of the word, singing, and of course, fellowship, and really a sharpening time which we'll have afterwards. But I want to make just a few announcements before we go into the text. One, George, can you raise your hand? Okay, see George over here. George has the money box. We're on an honor system. This is put together by the church, and the cost is $5 per person, covers the food and materials and other things. So if you can track George down and pay tonight, that would be preferable. You can always do it on Sunday or put in a double dose next time, but do try to get that in. Also, we want to make sure we show great appreciation to the ladies. The last count that we had on Sunday was we had about 22 people signed up. And then in the last 3 days, we ended up with 46 people signed up. So they had to really readjust a lot of their plans and come up with some last-minute changes. And is everybody fat, happy, and satisfied? Yeah, that is a testimony to their thing. So in the future, we're going to do resolve to push this earlier and get more sign-ups earlier. I understand that a lot of you decided to come at the last minute, and we're glad you are here. We never want to turn any of you away. If you know you're going to be here, and I'm speaking to myself because I forgot to sign up, even though I was speaking, I thought it was self-evident, but to sign up. It would just be a good courtesy to the ladies to make this more possible. Well, let me go ahead and pray. Any other announcements I need to make? Yeah, let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll dig into the word. Father God, I do thank you for this opportunity to address these men. I am humbled by the task that you have given me to speak your word and to speak on a subject by which I am no expert, and that is courage. I do pray that you will help me to preach in such a way that brings you glory. I pray that you might stir the hearts of these men to be men of action, to be men of courage, men who will take a stand and do what is right. Lord, I don't know what to expect out of this time, but I trust that you are working now and you will continue to work. I pray that your Holy Spirit will assist these men in really discerning the truth and making this message real, making your word real and applicable to their lives. I pray for the discussion time as well. That'll be very stimulating, that all of us will walk away changed and excited and with a renewed faith and courage that you can use us to do great things for your glory. In Christ's name, amen. It's been said that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the mastery of fear. It is the ability to rise up against forces which strike fear in the hearts of men. And it is done for a noble cause. Now, for courage to be courage, there has to be an element of, hold on 1 second.
Experience to land
For instance,